This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. Ryan, are you looking to boost your immune system?
I'm so ill that I fainted right before we turned the show on.
I hate to hear it, but I do think I have a solution. Introducing Mighty Muscadine, king of the superfruits.
Sounds like a superhero.
Well, these guys are practically superheroes. Every single one of their products are packed with organic polyphenol content, essential micronutrients, and I'm telling you, these grapes are just dripping with antioxidants designed to strengthen your body's defenses. It's going to help you stay resilient all year round.
And these guys have everything. They have grape juice, they have all natural energy shots, protein powders, they got seed oil, toothpaste, body lotion, shampoo, and here's the best part. You can use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on your purchase of Mighty Muscadine products.
And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. So don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now, that's mightymuscadine.com, and experience the difference firsthand. Remember, that's promo code T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away. With that said, let's start the show.
Hello, everyone. Today is Wednesday, January the 3rd. I'm Ryan Hill.
John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, where you get your podcasting content from. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. We're going to leave a link in the description so you're free to do that. Ryan, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
How was your Christmas vacay?
It was wonderful. Very got the chance nice. To go visit some family and hang out and eat way too much Christmas food.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back in home.
Well, it's good to have you back. I tell you what, why don't we do this? Why don't we give the people what they're waiting for? Why don't you read them the verse of the day?
I would be happy to. The verse of the day today comes from Romans chapter 15, verse 12. And again, Isaiah says, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, and him the Gentiles shall have hope."
Guess what, Christians? That's you and me. That's us. We Gentiles.
Yep.
If you're not Jewish,
you're Gentile.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that was what Gentile meant. But listen, that's what it means. Is our hope is in Christ. The door has been opened up to us, the door of salvation. You know, it says somewhere else in the Bible, I think it's in Romans or Hebrews or something, that salvation was first of the Jews, but then of the Gentiles, which means we now have hope. We are grafted in to the family of God, which means we come in with a spirit of gratefulness.
Yeah, and this is all the way back in, I mean, Romans is... Paul writing Romans here is quoting Isaiah, who said, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, and him the Gentiles shall hope."
That's
like
right.
All the way back in the book of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. 800 something years before Christ.
God's desire was always that all people would come to a saving knowledge. It's just that God was working through this chosen nation, through his chosen people.
Yeah, it ain't that Jesus... what am I trying to say? Ministered to the Jewish people, and then they reject, and he's like, okay, well, I'll show you. It was always in the plan of salvation.
That was always God's desire, that people from all nations, every tribe, and every tongue would bow before the name of Jesus.
You know, I didn't feel right doing the grapevine without you yesterday.
And I appreciate that.
I wanted to save it. We usually do grapevine on a Tuesday. We don't advertise it as a Tuesday thing, but we usually do our grapevine on a Tuesday. But I felt like I cannot grapevine without Ryan, so...
I appreciate
ladies
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the grapevine. Got some pharmacy drama.
Some pharmacy, not the pharmacy.
Talked on the phone with my mama.
Oh.
I said I
about
got
the pharmacy,
pharmacy drama.
Well, tell us what's going on.
I got 2 sick babies at the house. I got
That's
one
a gripe
of them.
In and of itself.
Yeah, I got one of them, the tot, we call him the tot. He's a 1-year-old. He has an ear infection.
Hate that.
So got to get
That's terrible.
Got to get his
Get the antibiotics.
Got to get his antibiotics.
Got to get them.
The other one just has a cold. Just regular cold.
Also hate
up,
that.
Sick. Yeah. 2 sick kids at the same time. So Ellie goes, I need you to go to this unnamed pharmacy. I'm not going to mention their name.
Sure.
Because they're not going to be painted in a good light.
Sure.
I need you to go to this pharmacy and pick up Holden's prescription.
Yeah.
So I go in.
As you do.
7:57.
What time do they close?
the pharmacy apparently closes at 8.
Yikes.
I mean, I was in a rush. It happens,
sure,
man.
But 7:57.
I have enough time. Yeah, I'm strolling up to the window at 7:58. I said, sure. Hey, my name is John Galantis. I'm here to pick up a prescription for holding Galantis. They literally start closing the window. Just look at me in the
eye. As you're standing there?
As I'm standing, like as I'm walking
no.
up. As I'm walking up. Like, so I'm not standing there talking and right. then they do it in response. They're like closing. I was like, oh, hey, I'm here to pick up a prescription for my son. I think my wife called. And they just keep on. And I'm like, oh, my son holding Galantis. Could you just check real quick before you close? They just keep closing it. Like they 100% pretend that I'm not talking.
Unreal.
And so they close it. And now my frustration's starting to come out because I'm already kind of rushing to get there before they close. And I was like, hey, could you just check really quick if my son's prescription is ready? I'm pretty sure it is because my wife called in and checked on it. They just keep shutting down, start counting the money. They just act like I'm not talking. Now, one of our church members works behind the counter. So I was like, I can't go off.
In the pharmacy?
In the pharmacy. No, not in the pharmacy. At the front desk.
Oh, gotcha.
At the
okay.
front desk. Just works. I think typically pharmacies like that are...
Yeah, sort of like a different department, yeah, yeah. self-contained. Yeah,
because I used to work at a grocery store and they had a pharmacy in there, and it was completely different. We didn't, you know, it was just housed in the grocery yeah. store or whatever. So I was like, I guess I'm not going to do anything. So then this woman comes in,
mm-hmm.
and the pharmacists are like getting their little bags and their little coats and putting their stuff in, and she's really hot. I can tell she's like Russian. And she's asking him to do it. And I'm like tuning out. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to worry about what's going on there. I get my little over-the-counter Tylenol for children. I go get me a little bottle of water. I'm at the cash register. And I'm talking to this church member who's the cashier there. And this woman goes off.
On the pharmacist.
She goes off on the pharmacist.
Oh my
and I'm
gosh.
Not going to say obviously what she said because
this isn't that kind of radio
the,
show.
It will not be allowed on the radio. But man, she went off. And you know what's funny is I was like patting myself on the back. This kind of is a Jesus juke here a little bit. I was patting myself on the back for being like, you know what? You're a good Christian. You held your tongue and you, but I had just as bad of an attitude. I was that frustrated with those women. I was,
well,
and I was like, you know what? I bet I was one bad day away from acting just like that.
That's pretty
and
frustrating
that,
though.
That
I
woman
mean, like,
caused a scene. I'm yeah, not gonna lie.
But to come in like, I get that it's right at closing. I understand that. But if you've already called ahead
uh-huh.
and they said the prescription was ready
uh-huh.
and there's two, three minutes left till closing,
yeah.
that is plenty of time to get medicine for a sick baby.
A one-year-old. But like I said, maybe something was going on. Maybe something. Maybe they're not allowed to. Maybe there's regulations. I don't know. I'm not a pharmacist. What I do is a gripe on a radio show. So I'm just doing my job. Maybe you just got to do your job, you know? That is, maybe it is what it is, but that's my gripe. You don't think?
You're a nice guy. you demonstrated an admirable amount of self-control in that moment. I don't think I would have done the same thing.
I think
I would have been hot.
Yeah, I think, well, I was hot. Don't get me wrong. I was fussed. I think I'm just more passive than I am nice.
I don't know, man. I would.
Yeah.
I wasn't in that situation.
Also,
so
there's
I can't
a church
speak.
Member. There's a church member like,
right,
like
that's
watching.
True.
Like,
that's true. I would have been.
I was like, "What can I do?"
I would have gone quick to. Can I speak to your manager?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good way to do. You could do it. You could take your. You could get all that frustration out without causing a scene.
Yeah.
This lady didn't want to speak to no manager.
Yeah.
She just wanted to speak.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
write in and let us
happens,
know what
man.
Your experience has been with if you've gotten there like right at closing and then they're already closing up. What is
yeah,
your
that
experience
can't be
been?
Just me.
Vent to us. That way you don't have to vent out in public
there
and
you
know make yourself look bad. You can vent anonymously to the Clearview Today Show. 252-582-5028. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We're going to grab Dr. Shaw and we'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm Ellie.
And we just want to take a second and let you know about Dr. Shaw's new book on the market right now called Can We Recover the Original Text of the New Testament? Boy, that is a long title.
True, but it's a very simple message. The original text of the New Testament is not only attainable, but there are lots of different ways that scholars go about discovering it.
There's a lot of people out there saying that the original text is lost forever, or that it's hopeless to actually try to find it, or that there's many texts of the New Testament. But alongside Dr. David Allen Black, Dr. Shaw has actually compiled papers from some of the world's leading experts in textual criticism, including one written by himself on various methodologies for extracting the original text. And listen, if you're interested in textual criticism, this book is a great introduction to the field.
You can pick up your copy on Amazon or you can buy it from our church website. That's clearviewbc.org. We're going to leave a link in the description box so you can get your copy today.
Love that. Ellie, let's hop back in.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shaw. the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text, 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we're here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abhinan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shah had a rough night. I had a door closed right in my face. Yeah, well, went to fill out a prescription, and just missed it. I wanted to know, have you ever had that situation where you showed up just like a second too late, actually, and they just didn't? They just
actually
didn't.
I showed up in good time. Uh-huh. They still shut the door on me. It was a restaurant.
I remember this.
And
were we with you?
Yes, you were with us.
Oh, I know exactly. Yeah.
And so we went after a long day. There was a performance. I think it was a practice.
Yeah, it was a dress rehearsal for one of our Christmas big concerts.
Mm-hmm. And so we were like, okay, guys, it's been a long day. Let's go grab something to eat. Then we can go on home. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow is going to be a big day. We got a lot of things to take care of tomorrow,
right,
all day. So let's go and sit down and eat. And we went to this one place that we really like, and mm-hmm. we brag on it, and mm-hmm. we take people there all the time. I mean, sometimes 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And we went there, and it was not the owners or the main people there. It was somebody else. Mm-hmm. And the person's like, we can't seat you.
It's like, but it's like 45 minutes before closing.
Right. And they're like, something. And I was like, guys, let's just go.
Yeah.
And I walked away. And it happened one more time after that.
More than once?
Yeah, it happened more than once.
Oh, my Same goodness.
Place? Same place.
Oh, no.
So I didn't go back for like good 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah, yeah, that's
that'll
big,
do it to you.
At least 4 years. I would say 4 years. Until I ran into the owner at some other place, and he and I were talking, and he said, I haven't seen you in a while. I said, well, I hate to even tell you this, but this happened. I explained to him. He said, I am so sorry. I didn't know that. Would you tell me who that person is? I said, I don't want to do that because I don't want to get that person in trouble.
Yeah.
I said, but at least you know now, so you can work on it. But anyways, yeah.
Well, think about this. Because of that experience, that business grew.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yes.
business grew.
Yes, yeah. They did.
Because I have noticed, because we've been back several times since, and I've noticed that the food is better.
Oh, yeah.
The service is great.
Yep.
And that because
the person
that,
is still there.
That's true.
But.
Yeah. That's true.
It's going to be our little secret.
That's just between you, me, and the Clearview today.
You know, we know, and you know that we know, and we know that you know that we know.
That's right. But we're not going to do anything because we don't want anything bad to happen to anybody.
That's right. You know what that is? Personal growth.
That's growth, and I love
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
I love that.
I love that for me. I love that for us. That's what we're talking about as we head into 2024. You know, we're 3 days in 2024, and our theme here at Clearview Today, first of all, great to be back with you guys today.
Yes,
listen to the episodes. They were wonderful. Miss being here, but glad to be back in the studio with you guys. Especially as we're talking about something as important as this, mm-hmm. growth. You know, that's every year here at Clearview, we meet together as a team and we set a theme for ourselves, for our church, for the upcoming year. What is our focus going to be? What do we feel like God is calling us to do? And this year for us is about growth, is about progress.
Absolutely.
And for so many people, that is kind of the undergirding of their New Year's resolutions. So I want to grow as a person. I want to progress in my health journey or my wellness or my even walk with God. And so how do I do that? What are those initial steps? What does that look like? What does progress or growth look like for me as an individual?
I remember thinking in my early 20s when I met you, I met Dr. Shah when I was 21. And I remember thinking that by the time your 20s, of course, are a time for growing.
Yeah.
But once you get to your 30s, once you're like 30, 31, 32, you're done growing. You're an adult. Now you're a full-fledged adult. And so now it's 30s to death. But it just does not
work. Grim outlook.
No, what I mean is like 30s,
no, I understand what
you're the same person in your 30s as you are when you're an old person, right. You know.
That category, 30s to death, just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Sure. I want us to go to the Gospels, especially Gospel of Mark chapter 2, because there's a situation that takes place in Jesus's ministry where we understand what it means to truly grow up,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or to know the time has come for us to grow up.
That's right.
And this is when the disciples of John and of the Pharisees were fasting, and they came to Jesus and said, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?
What a telltale.
Not following the rules.
Yeah, why are your disciples not as spiritual? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them?
Got him. Got him.
As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days.
I love that Jesus always has, not only always has an answer for them, but has the perfect answer, has the right answer. He's like, yo, I'm here. Like, they're not fasting while I'm here.
Right. I mean, if you have kids or grandkids, 1 or 2 years of age, how do you react when how do you react when they take their first step?
Oh, yay!
How about when they're 10 to 20 years of age and they still want you to clap for them every time they get up?
Yikes.
Now, unless,
like, where's my applause?
Those are the ones that walk through the door and you're like, oh, here they come again.
Yeah. Okay. Unless there's some medical reason or whatever that is hampering their mental or emotional growth, mm-hmm. we're not making light of that. It's not the same anymore.
You do sort of see that in like younger kids, though, because like Holden, he's not taking his first steps yet, but he's close.
Yeah.
And so he'll let go and kind of wobble. And then me and Ellie will be like, yay.
Yeah.
And then Gavin, our 3-year-old son, he'll be like, I want some of that. He's like, trying to, because he's like, he wants that applause too for very basic stuff.
Like, okay, bud, you're 3. Like,
you're done. We got to have you do like other things. Like, well, why don't you recite your verse?
Yeah. Rwanda? Amen.
Then we're going to clap for you.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, most Christians are 10 to 20 years or even more in their faith, but they still act like they are 1 to 2 years of age.
Hmm.
And they still want you to clap for them when they spiritually stumble from the coffee table to the couch, and they still want you to call them cute when they make spiritually funny faces.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at that. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was so great.
You did so good.
Put an Instagram picture of them praying over the family meal, and it's like, oh, does my heart good, likes and comments.
Yeah.
And in fact, they question your spiritual growth because you can walk without stumbling and have better control over your taste buds, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So here's the thing. We're going to see in this passage how the disciples of John and the Pharisees were shocked that Jesus was eating and drinking at Levi, Matthew, the tax collector, along with sinners instead of fasting and keeping all the Jewish laws of purification and separation like them. So they came and asked him, why do the disciples of John and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples are not? And Jesus's reply was, I would say, earth-shattering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's look at that reply.
Let's do it.
Because it can be divided into 3 parts. The first part is Jesus was telling them it's time to celebrate.
Yeah.
I feel like this is an immediate moment of being uncomfortable for many Christians. Just the idea of celebration and fun and in general is like, we should be somber. We should be serious. We should be just kind of like, you know, morose.
Yeah, wasn't that the whole point of fasting?
Yeah.
Was to be like mournful or like waiting.
Yeah. And that's what Jesus says. Can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast because this is a time to rejoice.
Yeah.
Hello, Jesus is here, everybody. It's time to party.
Before the coming of Jesus, the Old Testament prophets and people were preparing themselves with mourning and fasting for the coming of the Messiah. There was no celebration. But now Jesus had come. All that had changed.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the one that we've been waiting for. What are they fasting for? If they were to fast today along with you,
for what?
Yeah, for what? What are they waiting for? What are they mourning over?
That's right. So he uses that wedding analogy to help them understand, hey, this is the time to celebrate and not to mourn. It kind of reminds you of many churches and Christians. Don't get too excited.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You'll mess things up. Just be quiet. Stay seated. Don't go anywhere because you might get locked up. Everybody talks in whispers.
Mm-hmm.
I even like to say they check their spiritual zippers. Make sure everything is in place.
Give yourself a spiritual XYZ real quick.
Right. But what happens once the bride and the groom arrive and the wedding is over and the reception starts? Everybody's excited. Nobody's quiet, right? So what Jesus is saying is, I'm here. Let the party begin.
I love that so much. Just the rejoicing in who Christ is and what he's come to do for us.
You don't think about Jesus in that light very often.
Yeah. But we ought to celebrate. I mean, Jesus is the whole reason for the celebration.
Because we always think the celebration is coming way down the road. So we can't celebrate till we get to heaven.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like Jesus wants us to enjoy him and life with him here on earth.
Right.
So the question for us is, do people see a spirit of celebration in us? Mm. It doesn't mean you have to like jump up and down and shout and scream and ha-ha and high-five and get on top of pews. No, I mean, you can if you want to.
Cannonball into the baptistry.
I've seen the videos on that.
Yeah, me too.
But I think it's a sense of joy and excitement.
Yeah.
Knowing that we are saved, knowing that God, we are reconciled to God mm-hmm. through Jesus Christ, through his blood on the cross, through his atonement. And now we have a new purpose, new meaning in life. And we're going to go through junk in life. We're going to go through problems. We're going to have our own hangups time to time, but still we're looking for a great day that is coming. So celebration, excitement, joy are part of the Christian life. And what Jesus was also telling these people is that it's time to stop mixing the old with the new.
That's true.
So he says in verse 21, no one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old and the tear is made worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always trying to go back to that old man, those old ways of thinking, old habits, old hang-ups.
And here it's more about you cannot bring old laws and rituals and mix them with the new life that he has brought.
True.
So he uses that imagery from clothing, right? If you remember back in the 80s, they still had a lot of patches. And I remember growing up having to get those patches to put on pants because there was a tear. And then there was also a style thing. So this is before all the pre-shrunk stuff was made. And my grandmother knew how to sew, and she made sure that the patch had been soaked and would not shrink anymore. Because if she didn't do that, the patch would shrink and pull the pant cloth from all directions, and it would look pretty horrible.
Yeah, shrinking on itself.
Not very stylish looking.
I'm just imagining like an imploding star, but it's on a pair of jeans.
Yeah, it's not a good look. Not a good look.
All right, so what Jesus is saying is you cannot take the new life that you have now that he brought to us and stitch on the old way of life of Judaism, right? That's what Judaism is.
Right.
Old Testament is not Judaism. Judaism is what became because they did not accept Jesus Christ.
That's a good
point. I'm so glad that you said that because so many people get that wrong.
Yeah.
So many people think that it was Judaism and then it became Christianity.
Yeah, people
that's
be like,
not the case.
Take the Old Testament, I mean, take the New Testament, carve it up, put that away. What you're left with, that's Judaism.
No. That's because you're not accepting the New Testament.
That's exactly right.
Because you're not accepting the one who fulfilled the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So I hope it makes sense because it matters. There are Christians who get caught up in a lot of unnecessary distractions that have nothing to do with Christianity. They try to keep Old Testament dietary laws. As you know, I talk about that all the time. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's got nothing to do with New Testament Christianity. They get in all kinds of rituals and prayers, and they call God all kinds of Old Testament names. And I'm like, does that make it more spiritual?
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah. You're relying on something that that may or may not have worked once in the past and trying to copy paste it here so that I don't have to actually grow and actually understand who God is in my life.
That's what I was going to say. It's that contrived spirituality is a marker of immaturity.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. And people get caught up in all these Hebrew names.
Yeah.
And the Hebrew root movement and all that kind of junk. And folks, listen, that is not only laughable, but it's sometimes I think it's dishonoring to God.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, don't say Jesus. It's Yeshua. I'm like...
It's like, why?
Because that's the name, not Jesus. Jesus is what happened. Look, I study Greek and Hebrew and ancient languages. I know how it went from Yeshua to Jesus. I get it. But calling Jesus Yeshua does not mean that he goes, oh, I have to answer that one now.
Yeah, they got the name right.
They got the pronunciation right. I better answer.
Like he's Beetlejuice or something. Like I say his name three times and he's just forced to appear.
No. If sin is in your heart, he's going to deal with you.
That's right.
And here's a person over here who is full of Jesus and he says Jesus. Jesus is going to listen to him.
That's right.
So Old Testament is our foundation, but at the same time, we need to realize that the New Testament is the key. We got to work together on that.
That's right.
So we can go back to the Old Testament period and start interacting with God as if Christ has not come. That is beyond foolish.
That's right.
So Romans 14, it says, receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Verse 8, for if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
That's right. One of the things that you're very big about is making sure that key doctrines are right and they're there.
Yeah.
At the same time, there's so many Christians out there who just want to be right.
Right.
They just want to be correct.
Yeah.
Maybe correct is the better way to say it.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't get caught up, as Colossians talks about, getting into judging food and drink and festival or new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ.
Mm.
That's right.
And Hebrews 9 talks about that. Hebrews 10 talks about that. But it's time to change the containers. That's what Jesus tells them. Mm-hmm. Listen to verse 22. Again, for those of you who are just joining us, we're talking about growing up in the Christian life. And we're looking at it from a very different perspective here from Mark chapter 2. And now I'm reading verse 36, I believe. Is that correct?
22.
22.
22.
Where Jesus is telling these disciples of the Pharisees and John, who are saying, why are you not fasting? Why are your disciples not fasting? And Jesus is reminding them, he's here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The fulfillment is here.
Yeah, no need to fast. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here. The time has come to rejoice. And then he says in verse 22, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts the wineskins as it ferments and grows.
Mm-hmm.
The wine is spilled and the wineskins are ruined, but new wine must be put into
new wineskins. Makes sense. But we still got some big problems with
still
it.
Still get it twisted in the spiritual life, apparently.
Right. That's right. The container of the truth has to change.
Yeah.
I mean, like at Clearview, we like traditional things. Mm-hmm. We do. We have stained glass and we have, you know, scripture reading and all that kind of stuff. We do. We have communion every 6 weeks or whatever. We make sure things are done very properly. Having said that, we also have new songs.
That's right.
We have contemporary worship.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not make us less spiritual.
Right.
I believe it's actually beautiful to see a new song unto the Lord.
Because the one thing that's not changing is the truth that you're preaching.
Right.
You
that's
know,
right.
Your preaching that's right. is not some new, fun, inventive, creative theology, mm-hmm. some new doctrine that's going to just change the game.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that it's been for 2,000 years since
right.
Jesus preached it.
Right. We still hold to the inerrancy of the Word,
mm-hmm.
The Scriptures, the doctrine of the Trinity, the salvation by grace through faith in Christ alone, literal heaven and hell. We still believe in Jesus Christ being fully God, fully man. I mean, my list can go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, it is great to see new things happen,
yep.
without compromising our core doctrine.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's a mark of growth.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
That's
right.
A mark of growth.
And that's the goal, and it should be the goal of any church, is yeah. growth, is personal growth, progress.
Yeah.
And that's become our theme this year.
That's right. It's all about growing in your understanding of who God is and of what that means for you as a believer and what that means for you in a ministry context. If you're involved in ministry, if you're involved in the church, it may be that if you feel stagnated or if you feel like, you know, we're struggling with this idea of celebrating with Christ's presence, maybe it's time to grow up. It's time to develop some spiritual maturity.
That's right.
It's so important for us, especially as we're headed into the new year. If you enjoyed today's topic, if it was helpful for you, if it helped you as you're heading into the new year, develop that sense of spiritual maturity, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially. Become part of our Clearview Today Show family as we seek together to impact the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right. And before we close, I do want to read this verse. David, our engineer, actually just sent this from the back. It's a verse. It says, therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we may be justified by faith.
Amen. Purpose Perfect. In everything. It leads us to maturity. It's not the end all be all, but the law leads us to Christ.
That's right.
So important for us. As we close, I want to remind you guys, head over to mightymuscadine.com and check out their line of products there. Wonderful products for you, for your wellness, especially as you're headed into the new year. Make sure you use a promo code TODAY. That's TODAY for a discount on your purchase, as well as a portion of that purchase coming right back here to the Clearview Today Show. John, what's coming up tomorrow?
Well, we're talking about growing, right? And so one of the things that we grow in is our prayers. Mm-hmm. You know, as we grow spiritually, our prayers start to grow as well. And it's beg pardon?
Or it oughta.
They oughta.
It ought to.
Oh, it oughta.
It ought like, to. It should.
I was so lost. I was like, oughta. Coming to us, Corey Vandam on point. That's what I was like, okay, yeah, or it oughta, yes. How do I close this episode? Listen, as you grow, so also will your prayers grow. Join us tomorrow. We're going to talk about it here on the Clearview Today Show.
We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.
Bro, I was...
You what?